We are often communicated with by Eskom, and of course that's one person we tend not to like to hear from, because normally when Eskom is touching base with us is to let us know either that the capacity is low or it shall be cut off. For the second time in 2021, we are facing a lockdown load shedding schedule for four consecutive days. It does boggle the mind a little bit insofar as economic activity is muted. We are unadjusted level three. And we have only just kicked off the productive part of the year in earnest at the beginning of this week. What does that mean for when we were at closer to full capacity and people have completely come back from our vacations? Ted Blom joins me to find out exactly what's driving this load shedding concern and what it implies for the rest of the year.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Ted, welcome back to the show. Let's talk a little bit about our demand versus our available capacity, which are very, very close at this particular time. What's your sense of why we are facing load shedding at the moment?
Good morning. Okay, so the demand over Christmas was around about 24,000 megawatts. And Eskom on Monday said they had 28,000 megawatts available. They then lost Coburg, and then they've also lost some other stations. And the frightening part is that the demand before the Christmas season was around 29,000-30,000 megawatts at any one time. So Eskom is again being grossly caught with their pants around their ankles because they're telling us they're doing level two load shedding, but that's for the public. What they don't tell you is that they're actually behind the scenes are also load shedding the VLS, the voluntary load shedding clients, by another 2,000 odd megawatts. So the reality is that where we stand today, the shortfall is more than 4,000 megawatts. And that is just pure incompetence and bad planning by Eskom. I went out on Sunday and I warned about load shedding prospects for this week, and I suggested it would happen by Wednesday or Thursday. And Eskom came out on Monday with a fierce denial that that there would be any load shedding this week, because they said they were well stocked up and everything was in order. So I think the question needs to be put to Eskom, why are they deceiving us and why are they not playing open cards with us? And this is not the first time. I mean, you'll remember last year I forecast severe load shedding. The rater went to Parliament and said, I'm talking nonsense, it will only be two days of load shedding maximum. And for the record, the load shedding up to the end of December last year was more than 20 days. We cannot run an economy on a broken Eskom. Full stop.
So, talk to me about. I mean, the prospects for the year ahead. Then that you're expecting, because if you're talking about December last year, I mean, that was the time that we found ourselves facing level six, stage six. I can't keep up with lockdown and load shed. Stage six load shedding, which was a very scary time.
Well, the pain is still fresh in your mind, but that December level six load shedding was actually in December 2019. I warned about load shedding. I said level six. Eskom again came out and said I was talking absolute nonsense. And in fact, I was at the coast at the time. We took an early break. Lo and behold, we hit level six load shedding, which is unprecedented in the history, the 100-year history of Eskom. It's unprecedented. So I think people are telling me that from their perspective, it's going from bad to worse, despite the new super management that claimed that they'll turn around Eskom within a year or so. I don't see that happening. The fact of the matter is it's all spin and nonsense and very little action and competence. And they still need to do a lot of fixing up if they want to do their schedule. They reckon they could fix up all the plant in Eskom within 18 months. They first said 2 years, they brought it back to 18 months, and at some stages they even said 12 months. That's all nonsense. It's not going to happen within 5 years. So people need to prepare for it. And I think Eskom needs to apologize to the country for wrecking our economy. And the government needs to apologize for not allowing us, you and me, to take private sector steps to address this issue. They keep on holding, they're making promises and noises of loosening the hurdles. But the fact of the matter is they're holding us tighter than before. Sorry.
Okay, so the frustration here is you've kind of colloquially said lost Coburg, lost others. Can we just talk about the extent to which we're dealing with heavy maintenance, and to which we're dealing with the extent to which we're dealing with a plant that is likely not to really recover when you look at the portfolio at Eskom. And then I want to talk about costs, because now for a third year running we faced some 20 billion rand loss, and obviously this is going to be passed on to the consumer in order to pay for those maintenance and repairs, as well as the provision of electricity, insofar as they have yet to even up the tariff after that court case last year.
Okay, so just in terms of the fleet, Kuberg has gone down, Unit 1, and it was going to be in the repair schedule for replacing those steam generators, three of them, in February. So the planned maintenance at the moment is around about 3,500 megawatts, if I remember correctly. But the shocking part, the unplanned maintenance is running at 14,000 megawatts. So that just means that the work that has been done in the past year or so has been substandard. It's been probably a high price.
Why?
Because it's an emergency thing, and the work has just not been there. Eskom doesn't have the ability to deliver quality service, full stop. And they don't even have the ability to monitor the subcontractors and see that a decent job is done. We're losing our technical skills. As far as costs are concerned, if my memory serves me correct, the budget for the diesel turbines down in the Cape, it was around about 600 million for diesel. To the best of my knowledge, and the Eskom doesn't report it on an interim basis, they've run over 6 billion. So you expect, if I had to make an estimate for the loss for the year, I'd say 20 billion is what they forecast, plus an extra 6 billion which they didn't forecast. So it's 26 billion. And in the pipeline already, as we sit today, there's already a 60% tariff increase that Eskom's trying to force on us.
Correct. Okay, 26 billion rand loss. All right, Ted, let's just continue to stay in touch. You know, this load shedding is obviously going to be here with us to stay, as well as higher costs. But I think at some point we're going to need a break point in terms of certainly legislation in order for people to do other provision of supply of power. Ted Blom,
Absolutely.
Independent energy analyst, always a pleasure giving us some perspective.